If you're struggling in your career, business, or life, this podcast is for you. 9/11 survivor Ari Schoenbrunn shares inspiring interviews so you too can rise like a phoenix from the ashes to live your best life. Here's your host, Ari.
Welcome to Whispers and Bricks. My name is Ari Schoenbrunn. I'm your host today. We have part eight in this episode, part eight of Sabra Marcus's amazing survival story of the Holocaust. Please help me welcome Sabra Marcus. This is part eight, Sabra. And last we talked, you had just escaped from the church and you were miraculously you had found your mother in the forest. Let's pick it up from there and give us the rest of the story.
Yes. So here I am. I'm lying there still, my face to the ground. Back Papa had taught me, you know, when you're hiding. And I heard noise. And I had rustling in the bushes. And by God, there was my mother. And I looked at her. You see, had God showed up in person, this couldn't have been a whole lot less unbelievable.
That's totally amazing. So,
but today, why are you here today? Why? And I kept asking. You see, I was a very inquisitive child. I trusted no one. I believed no one because everybody was out to kill us. Why should I trust you? The only one I trusted and believed and loved, still do, is that beautiful Russian young soldier.
From last time.
He hugged me and kissed me and gave me food. Who else do you want? My goodness. Oh, I have a friend that just came to visit. my friend Lily.
Your cat.
Yes. Lily is my pretty little girl.
Okay.
This is my friend Lily. Hi, Lily. Okay. Bye, Lily. But she saw a glass of water. She had to come and see what it is. So there we are. I am in total disbelief that my mother is actually standing there right in front of me. How is that possible? I asked her, I said, Mama, have you been here all this time? And she said, no, we just got here. I said, but this is, the church is over there. Mama, the church. What I didn't understand, what I couldn't get through my mind is, did she actually come to pick me up, is what I was trying to ask. Did she remember where she left me? Because she's been gone for so long. Why hasn't she come back to get me? This is where resentment sets in. I've been here for months and months. I have been tortured and worse. I've been through hell. Where have you been? Well, it's simple. She and Papa had joined the partisans and they've been fighting and killing Nazis. So they were a little busy.
And where were your two brothers at this point?
They remained with Grandma.
Uh-huh, okay.
With the Catholic lady and,
yeah.
And the farmer people.
Right. Okay.
Of course, my mother doesn't understand the resentment. She doesn't understand the anger. She and Mama, she and Grandma and Papa, everybody left me to those damn Nazis and priests. What am I supposed to do? Say thank you? I was in hell for months. I watched children die. and worse and worse. Nobody came to help me. You think I'm angry? Oh, no, you don't know the meaning of the word. I could have strangled any adult with two bare hands, and I am 4 and a half. Mama said, Papa and I were trying to help to win the war. Now, these are words I understand, because the Nazis kept talking about they're going to win the war any minute. Everybody's going to win the war, and nobody gives a damn about me. I know and understand lots more than any of you give me credit for. At that age, I assure you, my anger was not only was it justified, but the problem was nobody understood that a child of that age can actually have absorbed, learned, suffered, and been so badly abused. And what it does to your psyche, what it does to your heart, what it does to your soul. I promised me I will never trust anyone, especially not my mother and father or anybody else. They put me in that place. They put me into that horrible hellhole, better known as a Christian Catholic church. Do you know what I'm going through now? Do you know what's happening in Canada now? With the hundreds and thousands of graves, unmarked graves of children and adults are being found in the schools. Catholic schools all over Canada. They took away the children from their parents so they could erase their knowledge of their own language. These are all native children from numerous tribes and bands. They were all taken from their parents and put into those horrible schools, not allowed to say a word in their own tongue, had to learn English or had to learn French. They were beaten to a pulp. Thousands of them died and thrown into graves, into holes, and covered up. This is what's going on in Canada this minute as we speak. And you know what this is doing to me? All the thousands and thousands of Jewish children this was done to by the Nazis. They didn't call themselves schools. Several survivors are still alive from those so-called schools. The stories they tell would absolutely terrify you. Schools were being ran by nuns and priests. What kind of religion is this where they mutilate and abuse all these little children of all ages? Mama said, we are leaving. We have to go someplace else. As we kept walking, those partisans took us to a place where again, I saw Papa take out a small bag and he started pouring. He was pouring. And again, I saw the sparkle of, at this point, I think it was, please forgive me. I have a cat here that likes to talk. Excuse me. Alexa? No. He's telling the truth. I'm wrong. It's his supper. This is Alexei.
Oh, another one.
This cat is Ali. Alexei. Yeah, and he says it's time for dinner. So, okay. Let me finish what I was saying. Can you hear him?
I hear him, but it's fine because we can, you know, Whatever
can
we
you, can you. Give me a few minutes. My cat doesn't speak English. She speaks Russian. So we have a problem. So let's go. Let's try. How much time should we use? How much time have we got?
Whatever you want. 15 minutes? 10 minutes?
I'll try. That depends on...
On the cat.
Alexei is in charge. All right, let's go. So, are we running?
Yeah.
So, we were being led to a meeting point where my father again paid someone. And
with diamonds, I assume.
Yes, yeah. Of course. And this time we were told, I was told, we are going to leave the war. What I didn't know is that the war was actually concluding. That was just minor skirmishes here and there. And many people that didn't know the war was over, they they kept still running around murdering each other. The reason Papa gave those diamonds to that man, and when I looked, I think the war was 2 minutes from over. And in many places it was over, except some people still didn't finish fighting. You know, there's always stragglers. It was money given to a person that was leading a huge, huge group of people. And they'll be going from Poland into Czechoslovakia, from Czechoslovakia to Austria. And from there, we're going to be left to make our own way into Austria. And we were going towards Salzburg. Salzburg? Yes, Salzburg. And it's all by foot. All by foot, crossing each country by foot. And don't forget, they had already gone to pick up the kids before we joined that group. The kids were waiting. Papa had sent a message to bring them. So we had to go a little bit out of the way, get the kid, join the group. And I looked at my father's feet. There were no shoes. What? Why? Where are his shoes? Where are my father's shoes? Papa, your feet. What's wrong with your feet? Where are your shoes, Papa? His feet were wrapped again and again and again. Who knows how many rags. And when he walked, you could hear squish, squish, squish. With every step he took, you could hear squish. And the man that was leading, he had a whole bunch of helpers. And he said to her, said to my mom, if he lets go, if he gets lost, I am not sending anywhere to go look for him in the woods, and I will not stop this massive caravan from moving along. I heard that. I was holding on to my mother's pocket. And that's when my mother kept repeating the same sentence again and again. Remember, you're a Jew. Never forget, you're a Jew. Don't let go of my coat. You'll get lost and die. The words lost and die, I have heard that thousands of times. Thousands of times. You'll get lost and die. He's part of the interview. So, I tell you, we kept going and going. And then all of a sudden, there was no more squash. You know, my father's feet. It was blood in the rags that was squishing each time he took a step. It was squish, squish. Every time he took a step, there was a squish. But there was no squish right now. Mama, Papa is lost. Mama, don't be silly. He's right there. I said, no, I don't hear squish. You don't hear squish? What do you mean? I said, every time Papa takes a step, I can hear squish. The blood in his rags is squishing every time he walks on the ground. Papa is gone. Mama, do something. So one of the leaders came running, tell her to shut up. She's going to get us all killed. And Mama said, my husband is a little slow behind us. Please go get him. He says, I told you the rules. If he doesn't keep up with us, that is not my problem, and I will do nothing about it. I've told you the rules. I gave you the rules. We are not going back there, she said. Do you know what happens when three children start screaming at the same time? And my mother looked at me. She says, Anushka, Mama, now, she says, I'll say when. When I say now, start screaming as loud as you can. And the man says, I warned you. I gave you the rules. She says, we paid you many diamonds. You are not going anywhere without my husband. He said, but he could be dead down there. She says, well, bring the corpse. And she looked at Chaim, and Chaim was sleepy. She says, Chaim, do you want to start yelling? Very loud. Chaim looked at me and I said, when Mama says no. The man peeled away from us, ran to the forward area, came back with two soldiers, two of his soldiers, and ran to the back. And they found my father, and we all stood there for a good half hour. We stood there and waited. They found my father, each one of them dragging one half of his body. My father just fell from exhaustion and the pain of his feet. They were bleeding profusely. His feet were red. And it was all big, big bundles of rags. So my mother says, now everyone can sit for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I will rebandage my father's feet, my husband's feet. Yeah. And I said, but Mama, she says, make sure that nobody walks away without us. If they start walking, you start screaming. Okay, Anushka? Yes, Mama.
Wasn't she afraid that they would just like shoot you guys?
What can they do?
Shoot you?
How can they shoot? The nuts will hear the guns.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
I had a captive audience.
Okay.
It's my way or the highway, remember?
Yeah.
She could lose nothing except die. But she's already been threatened with death for the last three, few years.
Yeah.
And she's still here. All she kept saying is, Baruch Hashem.
Thank God.
You see?
Okay.
So, Mama fixed them up nice. And we walked, and we walked, and we kept on walking. I have no clue how many days, how many weeks. But then one day, we were all told, sit. Be quiet. We will notify, we will send a runner to notify the people at the bottom of that hill over there, which looked far away, that you people are coming so they don't shoot you. And so they send a runner. And the runner came back and they spoke German. But don't forget, I remember German. I know the language. I just spent almost 6 months with those bastards. I spent all those months with those Nazi officers. I learned the language. I spoke it as well as they did. I learned that language. I was so good at that language that I hated me as much as I hated them. But I knew that somehow, somewhere, it will save my life. So I kept learning, and I learned every day more and more and more. And that runner came back and spoke in German and in Polish and to somebody else in Russian and informed everybody we are just minutes away from the Austrian border and not all that far away from a major city by the name of, I just forgot it again. I get so upset with it, Salzburg. We are right next door to Salzburg.
Salzburg is a city in Austria?
That's one of the most magnificent cities of Austria.
Okay.
So we arrive to the border of Austria. And this is a whole story all by itself, which we will do in the next session.
Okay. Oh, man. Sabra, it's just, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story. You know, there'll be more coming, I'm assuming. So thank you again. Let me just tell my audience, you've been listening to Whispers and Bricks. My name is Ari Schomburg, and I'm your host. This is the end of part 8 of Sabra Marx's amazing story. Stay tuned, and until next time, listen to the whispers, avoid the bricks, and never, ever give up on your dreams. Bye for now.
So that's it for today's episode of Whispers and Bricks. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 private VIP day with Ari himself. Be sure to head on over to whispersandbrickspodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Ari's gift and join us on the next episode.